The White House today refused to confirm reports that the cost of a potential war with Iraq could be double previous estimates. The current budget does not include funding for a war, even though millions have already been spent simply deploying U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf. So the Bush administration is preparing a supplemental budget request, and analysts say it seems certain to be higher than previous estimates. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The Bush administration has been decidedly vague about how much a war with Iraq might cost. When pressed, officials have said less than $50 billion. Last year, White House economic adviser Lawrence Lindsay caused a stir when he put the price tag at between $100 and $200 billion at best. The administration dismissed the figure, and Lindsay was soon fired. Today, reporters badgered White House spokesman Ari Fleischer, asking what was the harm in citing even a ballpark range.
The recently departed Larry Lindsay put forward an estimate back in December based on a percentage of GDP, which was in line with spending.
Are you asking me to follow the example and be recently departed? Thank you.
Defense analyst Gordon Adams of George Washington University says when it comes to drawing up administration budgets, all numbers are political.
I don't think the administration was anxious to have a large number out floating in the public debate 6 months ago. To be fair to them, I don't think anybody had done any serious estimating either, so Larry Lindsay's figure was back of his particular envelope.
But now, Adams says it looks like that guesstimate is turning out to be pretty close to reality. Unnamed administration officials have been quoted as saying they may ask for as much as $95 billion. A Pentagon official says that figure likely would include much more than just the cost of military action in Iraq. But defense analysts say many other war-related bills will probably come due later. Stephen Koziak is with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He notes just yesterday the Army Chief of Staff Eric Shinseki told Congress the U.S. may need to keep several hundred thousand U.S. troops in Iraq well after any war to maintain security.
I mean, if you assume we're going to have several hundred thousand troops and that they're going to be primarily U.S. troops, that could add significantly to the cost. Because if the U.S. was just going to maintain a peacekeeping force of 200,000 troops there for a year, that could be $50 billion right there.
White House spokesman Fleischer insists there is no way to accurately predict the cost of any war, since much of it depends on Saddam Hussein. Analyst Koziak agrees, giving a list of unknowns. Will there be resistance? How long will fighting last? Will Iraq set fire to its oil wells? Whatever the scenario, defense analyst Gordon Adams and others say the reports of higher figures don't really come as a surprise, given what the Persian Gulf War cost back in 1990 and 91. But Adams says there is a key difference between then and now.
In Gulf War I, we paid $60 billion to fight the war. Our allies gave us back all but about $10 billion of that money. So it was Gulf War I was subsidized. Gulf War II will not be subsidized.
Whatever the bills are, Adams says, this time around the U.S. will be virtually alone in paying them. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.